Arden Theatre Company has become one of the nation's foremost interpreters of Stephen Sondheim's work, and the master of musicals himself was honored there with the company's first award for great storytelling just after its run of Passion began. I'll say right off that the Arden is doing a fantastic job with Passion, even if the show itself is impossible to believe and, to me, pretty laughable. Sondheim and scriptwriter James Lapine based it on an Italian film. The show is set in Italy, where Giorgio is wildly in love with a married woman named Clara.
Some say happiness.
Here they are, played by a handsome and intense Ben Michael and the super-talented Jenny Eisenhower.
Happiness is a kind of happiness no one really knows.
And they may not really know either, because Giorgio is ordered to leave Milan and assume a remote military outpost. There, he hears a terrible moan. It's the cousin of the chief commander, a woman with an unidentified illness and a real fatalistic attitude.
There is a flower which offers nectar at the top, delicious nectar at the top, and bitter poison underneath.
That's the excellent Liz Filios playing Fosca. One look at her and you say, whoa, there's a person with issues, but not Giorgio. Shortly after he meets Fosca, it's apparent that she's putting the make on him, and each time she does, he invites more smothering. At one point, she even dictates a love letter from him, which he actually writes against his will. That's about where I part company with Passion and begin to shrug the whole thing off. Plenty of other strong actors like Michael Philip O'Brien, Frank X, and Ben Dibble compose the supporting cast as officers at the military outpost. The show's 9-piece orchestra is on the money, and the costumes, lighting, and set create a perfect moody atmosphere for the musical. You can't find a better production. I wish it were for a better show. Passion runs at the Arden through June 28th. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.